I don't know about that one. I wouldn't like it at this time of night. That kind of route.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes one of my place up north, I'll be sitting on the kayak out on Lake Superior when it's nice and calm, you know. And I'll pull out my phone and just look at the traffic.
Good morning. Zero hours.
Down in Superior, down in Detroit, and I'll be stuck in traffic while I'm sitting here on a kayak just floating on Lake Superior.
Throw you all over, don't know which way to go.
It did rain when I went south. It rained in Flint, actually, when I was going south earlier today around 4 o'clock. It was pouring rain in Flint. And then the sun came out, and it hasn't rained since.
It's 5 o'clock here, and it rained so bad, you know what I mean, and I came inside, and I stayed inside, and after one hour, it stopped raining.
Yeah, it was just that kind of day. It's going to be on and off spotty kind of stuff. Perfectly clear now, I can see the stars in the sky.
That's good. At least you see stars in the sky. That means it's getting clear tonight. And tomorrow too. Over.
Well, I kind of heard a breaking station there, but it was not really audible, it was just the transmission coming through. Want to try it again, breaking station? This is WRTX 930. I'm going to say not quite making it in. I couldn't really make out any audio. I could hear a voice, but that's about it. Are you still out there, Jack? WRG 48, WRTX 930.
Yeah, Dad, I'm still out here. I don't know. I heard somebody out there, but I couldn't figure out who was it. Over.
Yeah, I couldn't make out the audio at all. I could hear the transmission, but there was no... Yeah, I could hear somebody talking, but it was way too broken up to make out any audio.
I don't know, I'll tell you again. I mean, you got a good audio and you got a good signal here. Over.
Well, I heard a 9-7 that time.
station out of, I think it's out of Ohio, 297. But he's not coming clear. I don't know what the reason. Maybe it's a, you know, a different situation down there, out that way with the, under Lake Erie. Probably that's why, Ken.
Well, I think that's a long way. I think he was getting lucky. The last few days or week or so has been a really good propagation time. Maybe that's coming to an end.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, Ken. And it has 297. And I know he's from Ohio, but... It was doing good. Yesterday, I know, I didn't talk to him. Day before, I talked to him.
Yeah, I think I've heard you talking to them before. Yeah, I'm back on the freeway north of Flint now, so this signal might fade off, but I should be able to switch to the Saginaw at some point.
Okay, I'll stand by if you want. You'll just switch over.
Happier about that. He's raising the temperature range it should be now. Getting a little warm earlier today.
And is another station out there besides Kent?
WSVM 924 here. How do you read me, Jack?
Are you on the walkie-talkie?
I am. I'm on the handheld out taking the dog for a midnight stroll after the fireworks show. So I didn't know how well I'd get out, but it seems like I'm getting out okay, huh?
Doing good, but you know, sometimes, you know, it goes like, that means you're walking. Over.
Yep, I'm definitely walking. Just out, taking the dog for a walk, so. Good to hear from you, though. I hope you had a good evening. I hope you had a good fourth. I haven't talked to you in a few days.
I've been a little bit busy cutting the grass and weed whacking and all that. Well, good to hear from you, too. And I had a good 4th of July. I went out there swimming a little bit, ate, drank, and come home. Over.
Very, very nice. Yeah, I'm doing all the yard work tomorrow. Went out on the lake today and watched the fireworks on the lake, so that was pretty fun. Got in the house about 20 minutes ago from that. I felt bad that I left the dog locked up for about 9-10 hours, so figured I'd just take him for a quick little walk around the block, get him a little exercise in.
Yeah, that's good. Stretch the leg a little bit. All right. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Sounds good. You have a good night, Jack. WSBM 924, clear.
WSBM 924. You copy WSDH 380.
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Ten 4. I hear you're walking the dog.
I am. Went out, watched the fireworks on the lake, then I came in the door and he was all excited to see me, got me feeling bad, so I just thought I'd take him out for a little night stroll.
Well, you're his hero now.
He got one this morning before I left, but, you know how excited they get when you get home and then get feeling all bad, like you left them abandoned for hours.
What kind of dog is he?
He is a Cane Corso. He's an Italian Mastiff. He's 176 pounds. Nothing but a big, gentle giant, though.
A huge slobber box.
You're not telling my walls anything. I follow, every time he takes a drink of water, I follow him around with a rag, wiping off his lips.
Copy that. Would you have a good evening now? This is WSDH 380 in Hazel Park.
Copy that, 830. WSDM 924 out of Dearborn Heights here. You enjoy your night as well.
WRKX 930, WIUG 48, you still out there?
I'm still here, I'm still on the Flint. Does this sound alright still?
Yeah, what did you do, switch on Flint to repeater?
No, I've been on the Flint for quite a while, but I'm getting off of my Bruce Run exit now. And I know when I go west, it's going to drop off pretty quickly. But the Saginaw should pick it up.
Yeah, you're still doing good. Over.
Well, how's this sound? This is the Saginaw now. Does it sound better or worse?
I look like he's sitting by me here.
Well, it's good for a 5-watt handheld on a external antenna, but I know as soon as I go west a little bit here, it's going to get into the woods a little more. And not going to be good, but I'm going to stop here and wash my car anyway. But thanks for chatting with me on my ride here. Thanks for the ride. Appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest of your evening, and I'll be clear on my mic. WRKX 930.
At any time. No problem at all. All right. You have a good evening. And good night. WIUG
48. Wakey, wakey. Any whiskey friends out there?
One, two.
WRZP 544, Bob in Sheboygan County, we are monitoring. WRQE 8-3-8.
WRVE 374. Zero, signal set.
This is WRQE 838, monitoring.
WSDL 938, monitoring.
WRUU 850.
Good morning, Sean. WRZP 544, sir.
Good morning. Nice puffy clouds. Blue sky backdrop. Looks like we're going to have a nice day. 78 degrees already. So it might be getting warm, but it's all good. How about up your way?
Currently, we have clear skies, and you'll excuse the voice. I'm still healing up. We have clear skies, 75 degrees, light breeze out of the west as always. And again, it's supposed to be a beautiful day up here as well.
Well, there you go. And all the downstaters will be heading home, so you'll have your tranquility back.
Roger that. No, we'll take all the visitors we can take up here. All our critters go good with potatoes. Roger.
Yeah, but I don't think you should be cooking up downstaters. I think you should pretty much leave them.
I think pretty much anything that crawls around here, but I don't know if I go there now. But I understand they're pretty chewy. All right, brother, you sound like you're driving, so I just wanted to get in there, wave a hand. Have a good week. I'm sure we'll do it again. Sheboygan Bob, WRZP 544, back to you, and I'll be monitoring, sir.
All righty, we will catch you later. I'm going to make a stop here and get myself a cup of coffee. And go see a friend. We're going to go get lunch at a famous Michigan watering hole, so it's all good. All right, Bob, catch you later. WRUU 850.
WSDL 938, monitoring.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87.
Yes, hello, hello. I've just begun cutting the lawn. What are you doing?
We just got out of the car. We're at the beach.
Very nice, very nice. I just picked up a little bag full of stuff from the lawn, you know. I don't know, does the name Tedda mean anything to you?
That's nice. All right, well, I'll let you be. You can call me anytime. I know you're going to cut the grass. So, WSCN 87 on standby.
Okay, have fun. Talk to you later. WSBS 311.
WQVL 833, demonstration for a friend.
Well, friend, he's sounding good.
Thank you very much. In Sterling Heights, what's your location?
This is WSBS 311 over in Macomb, 21 in Garfield area. Another beautiful day.
Yes, indeed it is. I really appreciate the demonstration. I'll just show my brother this GMRS repeater and explaining all the link parts of it and stuff. Anyways, thank you for the check, and we got to run off and do some stuff now. This is WQVL 833. Thanks again.
Very good, 833. Have a good day, WSBS 311.
Hey, WSBS 311. I'm out at the point out here at Metro Park, Metro Beach. How am I sounding?
You're sounding crystal clear to me. How is it working for you with that smaller antenna on there?
Well, you sound good. You sound good. You must be done with your chores, eh?
Yeah, round one is complete. Just refilled the water tank, so I'm good to go there. You know, tired of cutting grass today, so I think I'm not going to do any more of that. And that's about it. How is the how's the park?
Hi, Tom. It's really nice. We walked all along the lake.
We're out by, yeah, all the way around by the boats come out. Now we're heading back in.
Oh, very nice. Hi, Rox.
Good. I'm glad you're out there having a good time. I haven't been out there to the point in a long time. I think, no, not the last time, but one of the, well, a few years back when the Rangers there chased me on my motorcycle through there, that was good times. I don't think you can get away with that now. In fact, I didn't get away with it then either. But anyway, well, good. Everything's smooth over here. Over.
I have a memory. You remember making out under the boardwalk? Like, it was kind of closing time. Remember that?
I do remember that. We did that at least once that I can recall. At least I think that was you that I'm thinking of. Over.
Well, that's what I think you're really funny. I knew that's where you were going to go with that. So, WSBS. No, I'm not WSBS. I'm WSBN 87. I'm standby.
Yuck, yuck, yuck. Okay, have fun. I'll talk to you in a little while. WSBS 311.
WSBS 311, this is WSBN 887.
Hello, 887, what up?
I'm heading back home now.
All righty. Just trying to gather stuff up still, electrical cords and such, you know. I was trying to think of if I need you to stop anywhere on your way home. But I don't remember what it was. I guess if it comes to me, I'll give you a shout back.
Did you want a bag of ice? Is that what you were thinking?
That's not a bad idea. I just don't want it to melt. You don't have a cooler with you, do you?
No, I do not.
Then don't worry about it. We'll get it tomorrow, and or if I get out later today, whatever. But I'm not real concerned with it.
So I think I can remember you talking about getting. So, alrighty, WSCN 87, standby.
Okay, see you soon, WSBS 311.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 87.
Go ahead, 887.
I made a stop on the way home because there was, you know, cop cars and stuff on 21. So, you know, Cousin Renee, I was like, I should see Cousin Renee. I'm like, no, I really should get home and start packing. And then there was a traffic block. So, that's where I'm at.
Oh, I missed it. Did you go to Renee's? Are you going to Renee's? Or are you just stuck in traffic?
Yes, I'm at Renee's. So, WSDN 87, I'll be on standby.
Okay, say hi to him over there for me. This is Renee, this is WSDS 311, standby.
WSBS 311, this is WSCN 887.
Yes, go ahead, 887.
Kurt says hello. He wanted me to call, see how I operate this thing.
Hello, Kurt, what's up?
He's preparing his bathtub. It leaked, and they had to cut the bathtub out. So him and John are doing that. Did you hear that, Tom?
I heard something leak, but I didn't hear what it was.
That's not good. Can you hear me? Can you hear me loud and clear?
I can hear you perfectly fine. Just maybe key up and wait a moment before you talk. I think I'm just missing the first couple of words. Try that again. What was leaking?
The master bath was leaking, so they had to cut it out, and John and Kurt are here repairing that, and then Renee wants you to send the link to these walkies.
Understood. Wow. That sounds like a mess. I hope it all goes well. Those guys are able bodies to take care of that problem, I would think. Okay, I will find out something, and I'll just talk with Kurt probably and share with him what I know about him.
That would be great. So WSCN 87, I'll be on standby.
Very good. Talk to you later, WSBS 311.
WSDL 938, monitoring.
This is WSDC 647 calling WSDC 647 Unit 2. Over. Nothing heard. WSDC 647 out.
WIUG 488, copy.
WR357.
WSDL 938, monitoring. WSDL 938 monitoring.
WSDJ 510. How am I sounding?
Station calling for a radio check. You were a little choppy. It was coming in clear. Just a little little popcorn in the background. WSDM 19.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that. How about now? Is that a little better?
Yep, that's definitely better. No, no static in the background or anything. I'm picking you up. Loud and clear over here in Dearborn Heights off 65.
Yeah, I'm on 65 also. I'm out of Riverview here.
This is WRNW 329 monitoring.
WRZZ 873, radio check.
WRZZ 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, sir, I have you loud and clear.
Copy that. I'm all the way over here in Downriver, Southgate, Lincoln Park area. I hear you loud and clear as well.
Okay, that's good.
WRUT 488, WRTX 930. WRTX 930, monitoring.
Can I get a radio check?
I think I'm across, so it's weak on my end.
That guy wanted a radio check. You gotta identify your station first. This is WIUG 488.
good a call time, but that's pretty good.
WMTE 124, I'll copy. WRFX 966, mobile monitoring.
This is WSBW 226 monitoring the mobile.
WIUG 48,
copy.
Yes, sir. Jack, how are you doing? WRFX 966.
Yeah, I'm doing good. How about you? You sound like you're driving back.
I am. I'm going by Birch Run right now on my way home.
Are you sounding good? Over.
Yeah, I'm happy with this new radio. I think I'm going to keep it. But yeah, I'm doing that area where I'm going to have to switch to Flint soon.
Yeah, no problem. Be switching to Flint, no problem at all. When you get to Flint, I think. Over.
I just made the jump to Flint, so I should be better now.
I'm better now, and this is WIUG 38.
Yeah,
did you have a good time?
We only had one day where it was kind of iffy on the rain, and then it rained at night. Other than that, we got to sit out by the campfire, we got to drink beers, and we got to enjoy ourselves.
That means you had a very good time out that way. Over.
Well, we even barbecued a little bit of hot dogs and hamburgers, made it just like a 4th of July party. And now it's all over, and we get to go back to real life.
Real life. wife is go back to work. Roger.
Yeah, that four-letter word, work.
Say it'll be good enough for another couple of days out there, then come back and go to work. I would say that. Roger.
Well, I took tonight off, so I don't have to go in tonight. But Mama got to go to work tomorrow morning, so we still had to come back tonight.
That's all right. How is the traffic down that way?
It's heavy, moving. I'm doing 74, and I'm hanging with the right two lanes, and the left two lanes want to go faster and faster.
Good, may have because it's 9 o'clock. Probably everybody came before 9 o'clock. That's probably why. Roger.
Oh, it's such a beautiful day. Everybody staying to the last minute. We figured it, you know, we leave and then we catch dinner about the middle point because then we knew we were going to hit traffic through Flint.
It's always the front ahead of traffic. That's why. A lot of people there, that's probably why. And, you know, they take it a little bit slower, you know, over there when, in the Flint. Roger.
So you got the four lanes funneling into three lanes going through Flint. And then you get two breaking off and going down 23 and the other two going 75. And it'll be good after that, so. Yeah, it slows down a little bit, but we'll be okay. We got full tummies.
No hurry. It don't make sense to hurry anyhow. Whenever you get home, you get home. And relax. Roger.
Well, that's just it. I'm not in a hurry, so it doesn't matter to me. I don't like stop and go. As long as we slow down, I don't have a problem. I just don't like stop and go.
I know what you're saying. Stop and go is not that good. You know, you spend more gas and, you know, spend more brake.
Yeah, well, we'll cross our fingers that we just slow down in Flint and, you know, 70 miles an hour the rest of the way, it'll be fine by me. I got no problems. The only one who's got to get her beauty sleep is Mama.
As always. Station out there calling at 200. Jason, you're on the repeater, but you don't sound good. Maybe you move around a little bit. You're sounding good. Are you on the walkie-talkie?
I think I'm getting on the fringe now. I got a 20-watt mobile in my truck heading north.
What was that call sign again?
I'm wet on the fringe now. Thanks for the call back. WCK 200 clear.
Said WCK 200. and get that call sign again, please. Mine is WIUG 488, Rochester Hills. I don't know, but I only heard 200. That's about it. Over.
Yeah, Jack, I don't know if you can hear me. I'm way up north of West Branch trying to hit the Saginaw receiver with my mobile. So, thanks for calling me back. We test it out. Thank you. WCK 200 clear.
Oh, so where are you right now? Are you by, Saginaw?
I'm way up north of West Branch. I'm here for Saginaw receiver, I believe.
Went to repeater. Over.
Saginaw.
Back. 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 Back.
Back.
Out there?
Yes, sir. Still heading southbound.
I don't know. Did you hear this guy? He said he's in front, but he was in Saginaw repeater. Did you hear him?
No, he's up by West Branch, hitting the Saginaw repeater.
Oh, I see. Wow. All over to West Branch, huh?
He's right on the edge of it there. I was having a hard time a couple times, and then the next time he'd be up, he'd be loud and clear. So he's right on the fringe.
I wanted to write down his call sign, that way I know who I talked to. I couldn't figure it out. I only heard WQZ and 200.
Yeah, I only heard three letters and 200 was his numbers, but I didn't catch it all. I was going to ask him, but he's hard to hit up there. He said three letters, three numbers is what I heard.
Now, where are you at now? Are you below Flint right now?
No, I'm up by Pearson Road, coming down into Flint now.
I see. You sound an excellent. I don't know you on that Flint repeater. It's a good repeater, too. Roger?
You good and solid. I'm doing a good job getting in and getting out of it, evidently.
You saw them like sitting by me here, Roger.
It's amazing what a decent radio will do, as opposed to trying to use a handheld while driving.
You know, sometimes if the sky clear, it's a good audio comes back.
first time I traveled with the handheld and the outside antenna. I was going to the property and I could hardly hit Saginaw going along US 10. And then coming back, I didn't even need the outside antenna to hit Saginaw coming back across US 10. It just depends. I get that.
Last time I heard a few downtown in Midland and the Saginaw repeater comes in, then after that it fades right out.
Well, I had trouble as I was going west just before Eastman Road, and then for a little bit after Eastman Road I picked up a little bit of reception and then it just died. So that's about half my trip across to my property from 75. It wasn't too bad.
Well, that's good. That's really good, you know. And good to hear you back. And you take care of it. I'm going to let you go ahead and go drive and come home safe. WIUG48.
All right, Jack, we're coming through the proper right now, coming by the airport. Traffic's moving pretty good. No slowing. If you count slowing down 270 miles an hour from 74, a slowdown, but that's about it.
You know what, I'm surprised that traffic is very good that way. It usually be heavy at this time of night. Because everybody coming even from Upper Peninsula.
Oh, it's heavy. It's nothing but taillights in front of me and headlights behind me. But we're all moving. That's the good part. WRFX 966.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Well, I'm gonna back out of here a little bit. Now maybe somebody else is gonna use this frequency. I'll talk to you a little bit after that. WIUG 48.
WRTZ 552 is clear.
This is 552. You're sounding good. This is WIUG 48. Copy.
WSDN 592 radio check, please.
Good check.
Confirm, what's your location?
Grand Oak, Michigan.
I was just up there this weekend, so back down by Detroit area, so thanks for the confirm.
So down there enjoying the Taco Fest. You have a nice one. WXBY 676 standing by.
Yeah, I wish I was down here for that, but I was up north on Eagle Lake and watching the fireworks, so it was good. WSDN 592, where you catch, please?
Just 592 is sounding good. WRUG, what you need? Station 847, WIUG 48, copy. Try it one more time. Station 847, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG for you. I hear you, but it ain't clear.
How about it, Jack? You out there?
What?
Say again.
Jeff out there?
Yeah, and I'm gonna use my first my first name also. Jeff is my middle name, and everybody always called me Jeffrey, my middle name, but my first name is Daniel, so I'm going to go by Dan, Delta Alpha November. Roger.
Another Dan out there, too, 847. He's higher, too. Over.
Yeah, I haven't heard anybody else but you so far.
I haven't heard you. Are you doing good?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain too bad. I'm going blind from diabetes, but other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
What he needs to do is see a better doctor.
Well, I've never been able to keep sugar down, and my uncle went blind, and I was hoping I wouldn't, but I'm going to have to get my white stick pretty soon.
Ask for a special doctor.
Well, I got the VA doctor. He told me that I could start going to classes and classes for the blind, and I hate the thought of that.
That's not good. You know, take a second opinion.
I'm not too worried about it. I can get real close to something and see, I can see a little bit.
I don't know how far are you from Michigan, but in the Royal Log, there's special doctors, eye doctors over there. Over.
Hey, Roger. I'm about 142 miles from Detroit.
You ever try Cleveland? You buy almost Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm 30 miles west of Cleveland.
Well, there should be some good doctors over there in Cleveland, I know that.
Oh, I can't afford doctors on my own. I have to go to the VA doctors.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. You're in a bad situation. I mean, I really don't know what to tell you. The only thing I can tell you, you know, to see a second opinion over there in Cleveland, it's better.
Well, I got some appointments lined up for over there, but my eye doctor wants me to go see the people over there, the people for the blind, to get training.
That is bad news. I don't like that at all. You know, a good friend you. You know, they're going that route. I don't like that at all. Over.
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I get around. I can see. It's like somebody not wearing their glasses. You know, when they need to wear glasses. But I can still see. My eyesight's not gone yet, and I can read things if I get right up against it. You know. I don't read anything while anybody's looking because I have to put it right up against my nose, and that'd look kind of funny.
No, I tell you one thing. U of M, I don't know if you ever, U of M here in Michigan, I don't know if Maybe you're too far, but I don't know what to tell you. They have a good doctor here.
I'm not too worried about it. I probably won't live that much longer anyway, so I don't think there's much they can do. But what bothers me is I have a lot of trouble working on radios and stuff, you know. I have to get my eyes right close, you know, so I can see. I tried to do some soldering today, and I just kept burning myself, you know.
Get it working on these radios. Take care of yourself. Roger.
Well, this is what I do to, you know, for enjoyment. I mean, I can't really give them up. Even if I went completely blind, I couldn't give them up. I love this radio stuff, and this GMRS stuff, it was very interesting because it was something new.
Yeah, I've been with the GMRS 2 years.
Okay. Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I was big into CB radios. I talked all around the world, Australia, everywhere else, you know, with my CB radios. And I got an antenna for them over here for CBs, but I'm going to put some more antennas up and let everybody complain about how many antennas I got.
Hey, you know, Jeff, you should take care of yourself first before you do anything. Take care of those eyes. Those eyes are very important to everybody. Roger.
Roger, I've been taking medication for it and everything, but things have, my right eye is really bad, but my left eye I can still see out of, but I have trouble with judging distances, you know. I was messing around in a garage over here, and I tripped over something and fell down, and man, I hate when that happens.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. So now it's WSDK 816, correct?
Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec. Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. And I'm going by my first name now, Dan. Delta Alpha November. And I'm here in Lorain, Ohio, right on about a block and a half from the lake over here.
I got you. Don't worry about it. Well, yesterday I didn't hear something from you, and the day before, I guess the weather was not that clear out that way, but today is very clear out that way. Roger, this is WIUG.
Roger that. Yeah, I was working on this radio. The I don't have the right pins for the back of this radio, and they pulled out, and I had to get some wire into those holes and try to get it to stay. I'm gonna have to make some pins for that.
Look, first take care of yourself, and after that, you do what you gotta, you know, you want to do something, and you do it. But first, that's the main thing. Take care of yourself. Roger.
Roger. Yeah,
the doctor wants to wants me to go into surgery and with my bad eye, and they want to stick some needles in my eye while I'm awake. And I told them I couldn't do that. I can't have them poking my eyes with needles. You know, that's I can't do that while I'm awake.
Well, look, they give you a shot on the right eye. It doesn't hurt. Believe me, it does not hurt. And, you know, you shouldn't do it. That way, at least you get those vines. Because you know what's happening? Those vines on your eyes, they're a little bit crooked. So if they can straighten them up, and it's going to take a little time to get them straight, they will straighten up and you'll look better. You'll look a whole lot better. Roger.
Yeah, the problem with my right eye is I have a tear on the inside, and it was bleeding for a while, and but the blood has kind of settled down. But there was a tear on the inside of my eye, and they wanted to get in there with needles and try to straighten that up.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know what to tell you, but you know what? Try your best. Try a second doctor, man. Try a second place doctor. I mean, even if it costs you money, make a payment.
Well, I told him I was not going to have surgery. I'm too big a chicken.
Look, a lot of people have done that, and they're doing good. They're looking good right now. I had a cousin like that, and every 6 months he go take a shot on the right eye, because his right eye, you know, the vein a little bit crooked, and they got it all straight. Roger.
Yeah, but I've heard some other things too. I got a friend named Liz. In Texas, I talked to her on the radio, and she had that done. She had a tear just like I did, and she had it done, and she's totally blind in that eye now.
Well, Texas is a different world, you know, different state. But find you somebody. Tell your brother to Google that stuff. Google it and find out what's the best place to go. You should go there, you know, even if you stay in a hotel a couple of days, I mean, what can you do? You got to get your eyes the right direction.
Well, they said the best people was there at the VA, but I just don't want to have it done.
Look, you gotta stop thinking the opposite way. You gotta keep everything behind you. And you say, hey, I'm going forward. Whatever you guys say, let's go forward. And believe me, you'll see a difference.
Yeah, well, I'm doing all right. I'm gonna. Boy, my fan is coming on my power supply.
Because it might be half that radio and high power. Maybe that's why. Roger?
Yeah, I need to have it turned down a little bit.
And you're sounding good here, so yeah, you need to turn it down a little bit. Roger?
Yeah, Roger. That's doing a little bit too much anyway.
Okay, good talking to you, and good to hear from you. Keep keep in touch. WIUG, please.
All right, you have a good one. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta, Quebec, 816. This is the old retired railroad engineer up here west of Cleveland saying 73s. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
WSDH 380, calling WSDQ 816.
Yeah, hello, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, but I think you said you go by Dan and you're in Lorain, Ohio.
I was going by my middle name, but I decided to go by my first name, Dan, Delta Alpha November. Yeah, I'm over here by Lorain, Ohio.
You're coming in really clear here. I'm in Hazel Park, Michigan. Just south of 10 Mile Road, so I'm about 10 miles from the river.
You're coming in really strong, full quieting on the signal there. I don't have a signal meter, but you're coming in real strong.
Like you, Dan, I've been playing around with CD for a long time. This is my first real experience with GMRS. And I'm amazed at how these computers, these repeaters work. It's just amazing.
Yeah, I don't know how, but I'm hitting the repeater over there where you are. I don't know how that works.
Copy that. You're coming right across Lake Erie.
Yeah, I'm about 142 miles from Detroit.
Copy that, Dan. Well, I'm not going to bend your ear here a lot, but my name is Nick. And like I said, I'm in Hazel Park, 10 miles north of Detroit.
Yeah, Nick, I've been looking for somebody to talk to. I haven't been able to talk to anybody close to me over here.
Well, I'm amazed that I can get out because I'm sitting in the kitchen, inside the house. Got a ocean, whatever it is. There's a Goya antenna on it. And, just amazing it gets out.
I'm on a Midland with a homemade antenna, homemade base antenna, about 5 feet off of the ground.
Well, it's doing the job for you, Dan.
I didn't know if my skills making an antenna for CBs would work for this GMRS, but I guess it does transfer.
Yeah, it's certainly working for you. That Midland sounds great.
Yeah, I got about 1.6 match on this end of it, but on the other end, I got like a 1.4 match on the other end of these frequencies here.
Copy that. Like I said, I'm a real novice at this. I haven't had my license for a month yet.
Yeah, I was using my brother's number about a week, and then I put in for my license. I got my license on Friday.
my understanding is the immediate family can use a license. Everybody doesn't have to have one.
Well, somebody told me that I couldn't use my brother's unless I was in his household, so I went ahead and got my own.
That's probably for the best anyway. You give out his call sign, he uses the radio also, right?
Well, he was going to, but I haven't heard that he got on the radio at all. I don't know if he's gonna continue with this or not.
Copy that. Yeah, well, I'm thinking about somehow putting out on an outside end kind of. I've got an Antron 99 on the chimney mount for the CB. And I got it on a 5-foot mast, so I probably could go on that mast and put a MRS antenna there.
My antenna's maybe 6 feet up, 5 or 6 feet up. But I have a table with a hole for an umbrella, and I put a little short pole inside of that hole, and that's all I got. It's about 6 foot up off of the ground.
Well, it's certainly doing the job.
Yeah, a bunch of people told me it won't do any good that low, but you know, I didn't have anything else at the time. I mean, I had an antenna I needed to take down, and I was going to put it up there, but my wife said, no way in hell I'm going to get on the roof.
I'll turn the heat one in a few days, so I'm not going on the roof. If I have it done, I'll have somebody else.
How old are you?
I'll be 81 on the 24th of this month.
Wow. I'm 71, and I'm in very bad health. I got 8 herniated discs. I had a heart attack. I tore my knee out. I've had all kinds of issues, and I've had sepsis 3 or 4 times. I almost died from that stuff, but I'm in poor health, so my wife, she said, I'm not getting on the roof anymore.
That's probably the best. I've had a brother-in-law that wants to know all the plans.
Yeah, I was doing some work on the side of the garage, and I drilled a hole through the wall, and some bees come flying out in my face, and I fell off the ladder and spent some time in the hospital, so it's probably a good thing I don't get on the roof anymore.
Yeah, my two boys keep on me. I hardly babysit them. I told them nope. I know when to quit.
Yeah, me and my wife used to ride motorcycles all the time, and we gave them up because I have 8 herniated discs in my back, and I can't stand to get bounced around anymore. And a half from Lake Erie over here.
Okay,
well, you're practically line of sight. There shouldn't be too many obstacles between you and the
Yeah, that's probably the reason I'm able to get out in your direction. I tried to get out in the other direction. I can't get out over 1 mile, you know, because I live by the woods over here. Somebody else try to come in there?
Oh, yes. I thought I heard somebody, but it was really weak.
Hello there. How are you guys doing? Hey, I heard you guys say you were from Detroit. I'm actually from Ohio, Michigan, which is near Flint.
Where are you located? This is Dan in Lorain, Ohio.
Oh, hi, Dan. My name's Sean, and I'm located in Ohio, which is near Flint.
Roger that, Sean. How far is that from Detroit?
Let's see. About, I want to say, 2 hours or so, perhaps?
Wow. You must be doing this all on a repeater, because... That's a heck of a long distance from me.
Oh yeah, definitely on the repeater. The repeater's crazy. I was looking at what's that website? I think it was like AI systems or whatever the repeater's website is. It shows you all those connected repeaters. Is actually what I'm getting at, and I noticed that. The Flint repeater was connected, and then there was the Detroit repeater, and, I don't remember the other one, but a lot of these repeaters are connected, I guess.
You have eight repeaters that are linked together, right?
Yeah, these repeaters are connected, or at least a couple of them are connected. I know the Flint and Detroit ones are connected. And you said you were on an ocean radio? I'm on an ocean radio as well.
No, I'm on a Midland radio, and a very old Midland radio. Sounds like somebody's trying to interfere with us.
Sounds like it's kind of static, but yeah, oh wow, yeah, I like Midland. I used to have a Midland FRS radio, and I was listening in, and you were talking about you recently getting a license, and I actually recently got one as well, and the way the GMRS license works is that if you, or a family member have a GMRS license, you can use their license. But you'd have to say something like, oh, let's say it was my brother and I. You would have to say, this is WSB68 Unit 2 or something like that. So I prefer to use my own license.
Yeah, somebody is intentionally trying to interfere with us. We're going to have to get a hold of the FCC and see if they can do something about that.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. It happens from time to time by accident, sure.
Yeah, they have the equipment to track them down, so they don't do stuff like that.
Okay, yeah, but I'm sorry. I thought I'd chime in, but I didn't mean to. Or I didn't mean to just stop the conversation, because what happened. So I just thought it.
I'll tell you what. I really enjoy this. Like I say, I've only had my own license since Friday, and and I really like this. I don't understand about how the tones work and everything.
Quite honestly, I'm still getting the hang of it myself, and I have another buddy who deals with radio, and I ask him, so what's this frequency? And he tells me the channel, and I go to that channel, and I just put in the input zones and output zones, and then I'm connected. But I hope I'm an answer or nothing.
Yeah, this is a commercial radio. I have to go and have somebody put everything in for me. I have to find all the locations and stuff of the repeaters and get them to put all the tones in for me.
Your radio doesn't have to keep that on?
Say again?
The radio that you have doesn't have a keypad on it, like a number pad or anything like that?
No, there's nothing that can be programmed on the microphone or the front of the radio. Like I say, this is a radio from a cab company or something like that.
Oh, nice, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, this is an old timer, probably from the 80s.
Very nice.
These old radios, some of them weigh up to 11 pounds. They're like a big brick.
Well, that's awesome, man. Hey, I think I'm gonna get off. It's kind of late here, but I hope to get you on here again. What's your call sign so I can look for you?
Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec. Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec. 816. 816. Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec. 816.
WSDH 380. How about the station in Mile?
Hello, how are you doing?
How you doing, Dan? You're talking right over me. I can't get to that station in Mile, but I can get to Lorraine, Ohio.
You must have your ground plane pointed this way.
No, I've got a handheld.
Yeah, but you're talking off a repeater.
Yes, sir. I wanted to get the call sign of that guy in Mile.
The guy in Mile there, he wants to get your call sign. He must have got out of there. I think I
can. Yeah, maybe conditions changed.
I think he got out of there. He keeps seeing together. We've keyed together three times already.
WSDE 68.
Yeah, my last letter on my call sign, that's a Q. Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec. Yeah, Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec, 816. I don't know how I'm able to hit that repeater way over there. Keep talking at the same time. Yeah, my location is Lorraine. If you look on the map, Lorraine, about 30 miles west of Cleveland. You still got a copy on me? Guess I lost you. Is there anybody else out there? This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816. Again, Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816, Lorraine, Ohio. This is Whiskey Sugar Delta Quebec 816 calling for contact.
Yeah, go ahead. This is WSDJ 510.
I copied the 510. I'm a little hard of hearing, and I got to get the hang of remembering the letters.
That's WSDJ 510.
Okay, WSDJ 510, I think it was.
Yeah, that's it. And just for quick reference, you said you were where I'm located. My name's Chris, by the way.
I'm in Lorraine, Ohio.
Oh, that's fantastic. I am just about 20 minutes south of Detroit, off the Detroit repeater. So we're probably on the same repeater there.
I don't know why I can hit that repeater and I can't hit a repeater close to me.
If you're right off the water there, that's a clear line of sight to the repeater. And if you got other repeaters that are around you, there's a lot of things that can be, in the way of your signal.
What'd you say your first personal was?
I'm Chris.
Okay, that's easy to remember. That's my son's name.
Hey man, there's a lot of us out there.
Yeah, my name is Dan, Delta Alpha November. Yeah, when I write something down, I have to have my wife rewrite it because I'm almost blind, and nobody can read my writing. It's pretty bad.
Oh, geez, man, I'm so sorry to hear that. I've actually, my sister's growing up, she's been blind her whole life, so I know exactly what you're going through there, but
I can see a little bit with my left eye. My right eye is kind of shot, but I can see a little bit with my left eye, and if I want to read something, I gotta almost touch my nose with it to read something.
Yeah, I've heard that. I heard that earlier in your conversation earlier. That's definitely got to be tough, man.
Yeah, I retired from the railroad in '04, back when the West was young.
Hey, congratulations on that retirement. Glad you're getting to, you know, hang out, you know, to enjoy it.
Yeah, so if it wasn't for my radio hobbies, I don't know what I would do. I mean, this is my radio hobbies is what I depend on to enjoy myself. I've always been in CB, but like I say, I got my license Friday, and I'm happy I've been able to make some contacts, especially way over there in Michigan. I didn't know these things would go that far. Yeah, the one guy I talked to was in Rochester Hills. I think that's west of Detroit. The other guy was by Flint.
No, Rochester would be a little bit north. A little north of Detroit.
Okay. Yeah, I don't, I couldn't find it on a map because I can't hardly see that good. But, where is, at Flint? That other guy was in Flint that I was talking to. I think Flint is a couple hundred miles from me. I think I keyed with you.
Yeah, I work quite a bit down there in Toledo. My mother also lives down that way.
Yeah, that's amazing. I didn't know these radios would go that far.
Yeah, they, once I first started getting into it, I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. It took me a good solid week of playing with the radio. I'm on a handheld, one of them China ones, the TID radio. But yeah, once I've mastered figuring out how to program everything, it's been pretty easy.
Yeah, I'm learning as I go along, but, I don't understand these tone things yet. This radio was already pre-programmed with the tone for this repeater, so I didn't do anything to put it in there.
Yeah, I've looked into the, now that I'm kind of over this GMRS, just like everyone else after they play with it for a while. I've been looking into DMR, and, you know, obviously that requires the ham license, so I've been kind of reading up and studying up on that and looking to get moving with that and go the digital route like everybody else.
Well, I can't pass the test, so... I'm never going to the ham route.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I've had a few conversations on ham channels, but it is what it is. Ain't nobody going to say nothing or do anything for that matter.
I had my radio set for ham frequencies. Couple times, and I accidentally talked to some people, but and they told me pretty quick that I was on a ham channel, and you know, I had to get off, so I got off. So far, I'm liking this GMRS stuff. I mean, I had no idea they would talk this far.
Yeah, they definitely travel some distances. If you've got someone that can program that radio for you, have them put in the GM repeater. They've got a pretty good listen. If you're interested in listening, it's actually a ham channel, but we got some pretty good conversations on that repeater. Usually early morning, 7 a.m. to I believe 9.
Yeah, I've got a couple of little walkie-talkies. I can listen just about on all the frequencies, all the 2 meter, 70 centimeter. You know, I can listen with my little Chinese radios.
Oh yeah, so you already know. You should be able to hit that GM repeater then.
Now, I don't want to get in trouble with the FCC over, you know, getting on a ham band. They might get upset at me.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with listening though, but you know, that goes without saying. Like if you were to strike up a conversation on there, I'm pretty sure it's gonna be like not that big of a deal. You know, pretty sure they got more fish to fry.
Yep, I was happy to find out that I was able to make an antenna. My homemade antenna I have on here right now.
How'd you make that, if you don't mind me asking?
So I had a 2 meter, 70 centimeter, about an 8 foot antenna, and I took the I cleared it out, and I put a wire in there, the length that I thought it should be, and that was actually a pretty good guess, and it worked pretty good. I adjusted it a little bit. I put a thing on the tip where I could loosen a set screw and move it up and down just a hair, and